Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Sam Yaakov Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Ksuvah's Daf Kuv Yud Alef, a Daf which is full with Agatata. We have to pick and choose what to focus on. So right in the beginning of the Daf in Daf Kuv Yud Alef, the Gemara brings that there's Shalosh Shvuos. There's three Shvuos that Kosh Baruch Hu's Mashbiah Am Yisrael, and the three Shvuos are Shaloyalu Bechoimo. Rashi says Biyat Chazoka. Other Mephoshim bring that they should not come together to Eretz Yisrael. And one is that they should not rebel against Umas Ha'ilam. And the third one is that the Goyim should not be mishtabed in Am Yisrael, should not be subjecting Am Yisrael too much. The Lord goes on to say, according to another Mephosh, there's actually six Shavuos, not three, the three that we mentioned. And then there's three other ones, which is Shalom Yigalu, Saketz, should not reveal the kates when Mashiach is coming. Shall yichakot, according to another gears, shall yitchakot the kates, should not press the kates to come. Veshalo yigalu hasoid over the kachovim, they should not reveal the secret. Rashi brings either the secret of a ibur or the secret of tam et toiro, they should not bring that and reveal that to umasoilo. So to understand a little bit more, these gimel shavuos, the gimel that turned to be six, the Maharal in Netzach Yisrael, Perek Chav Daled, explains it as follows. The Maharal sends us to the beginning of Sefer Netzach Yisrael. The Sefer Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal, deals with Golus and Geula. And in the first Perek, the Maharal says that a Golus in general has three things which are not normal, not the right way for a nation to be. When they are in Golus, they're missing three basic things. Says the Maharal, what is it? Number one, when Am Yisrael and Golus, when a nation is in exile, they are not in the right place. They're not in the place they're supposed to be. Number two is when a nation is in Golus, they're subject under another nation. And that's something, a second thing, that which is not normal. And number three is the pizur, is the fact that they are not together. The nation, each person is a different place. Each family is in a different location. Am Yisrael as a nation are not living together. That's the third thing which is not normal in Golus. So one is being away from your country. Number two is being subject by another nation. And number three is the fact that they're not together. My father, Shlito, says that that's very meduyuk in the tefillah that we speak about coming out of Golus. Because we say in tefillah in Shmoneh Esrei, Tka b'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu. You want to blow the shofar for our cheiros, for our redemption? Not to be subject under Umas Oil, not to be subject by another nation. That's the cheiros, that's the freedom. The other thing is the kibbutz. You don't want Am Yisrael to be dispersed. You want them all to be together. That's number two. And according to Nisach Sfarid, we want to all come back to the one place, to the location where we belong. That's the three things that Golus brings that we're trying to correct. Zog the Maharal, later Netzach Yisrael, Perek Chav Daled. These are the three Shavuos the Gemara mentions over here. Can I get these three aspects of Golus? There is the Shavuo, Shaloyalu B'choyimah. The Maharal explains, Shaloyalu B'choyimah means that Am Yisrael should not come together to go to Eretz Yisrael. That is bringing Am Yisrael to come together. To remove the pizur, to remove the fact that they're dispersed all over, but they're coming together. And Shelo Yimredu B'Umas Ha'Olam, it's keneged the fact that they're in Golus, they're in a different place. Don't come and rebel and try to come into your place. That is the second thing. And the third thing, the Akash Baruch Hu's Meshbiah, the Goyim themselves, Shelo Yishtabdu B'Yisrael Yoyisem Yidai, talk about the Shibud. This refers to the third point of Golus, that Am Yisrael is under another nation, and there it says, when you're under another nation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the other nation, don't be mishabed your yisamidai. So you have three shavuos, can I get three items of golus, the things which are not normal, the things that's what is happening to Am Yisrael when they go to golus. The Maharal continues and says two explanations regarding the three other shavuos that the Gemara brings. And the first explanation seems to say that this is also the idea of these three things have to do with the three things we just mentioned. Because he says, Shaloi Galus Saketz means don't reveal when redemption is. That's opposite of Golos. Golos means you're away and you never know when you're coming back. If you know when you're coming back, you know it's temporary, you know exactly what to expect, that's not a real Golos. Then it is this idea of Shlo Yitchaku Saketz. Don't try to push out of Golos and get away from Umos Olam by davening, by getting away from the Golos, and that's connected to the fact that you're subject to somebody else. And it seems in the Maharal, the idea is that Am Yisrael are dispersed and not together, but that's only on the surface. That's what it appears to be. But underneath the surface, we are Am Echad together with the Seidus of Torah, with what's hidden, all the hidden gems that connects us together. Well, if a person comes and brings that to Umos Olam, so now he makes it not unique to Am Yisrael. He's poikim then in that specific thing that connects Am Yisrael together. That's the third point of Golos. That's a disbursement, but only on the surface. So according to the Maharal, comes out that the three items that we're talking about here refers to the three items that belong specifically to Golos. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.